You're listening to SBS News.
In the emergency room of a public hospital in northern India, a man tried to revive his mother, who had just died from COVID-19-like symptoms. On another bed, a young man who had tested positive was sitting up and making an effort to breathe, while two members of his exhausted family were sprawled on the tiny bed. The one doctor on duty in the emergency room in this Bijnor hospital, a town in India's most populous Uttar Pradesh state, 180 kilometers east of Delhi, can barely attend to the stream of patients that are coming in, literally arriving in rickety ambulances or in the back of cars. India's brutal second wave has reached small towns and the countryside, ripping through a fragile health system not equipped to deal with such a large public health crisis. Doctors are hard to come by, intensive care units are expensive and scarce, and patients are packing into emergency rooms. Rashik Godial rushed his mother to hospital, only to find no oxygen and doctors that seem to have simply given up. He stood in the hospital in tears from the desperation.
I told them that the cylinder is empty. My mother is shivering in pain. I told them, sir, the cylinder is finished. And he said, I told them to check. I went to him three times. He is just sitting there chatting with the female staff and didn't come to check even once.
In the United States, top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country is at a critical turning point and it will depend on continued vaccination to bring life back to some form of normality.
We are in a race between the vaccine and the virus. If left to its own devices, will continue to surge. Based on experience thus far in this country and globally, I feel confident that if we continue to vaccinate people at the rate that we're doing, that we will very soon have a situation where we will have so few infections in this country, we will begin to return to the normality that all of us desire so much.
His comments came during a Senate Health Committee hearing on the federal COVID-19 response. Currently, vaccine supply in the country has become greater as the demand has slowed with 237 million. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is imploring the public to get vaccinated.
My promise is that CDC will continue to follow the science as our guide. And my appeal is to implore everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible as the fastest way to end this pandemic. But even with this powerful tool, while we continue to have community transmission, we must also maintain public health measures we know will prevent the spread of this virus. Mask, hygiene, hand hygiene, and physical distancing.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said about 153.4 million people have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, including about 116.6 million people who have been fully vaccinated by Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine or the two-dose series made by Pfizer and Moderna. More than 58% of adults have received at least one shot. President Biden set a goal on the 4th of May of reaching 70% of adults by the 4th of July. Meanwhile, the U.S. state of Georgia has begun vaccinating children age 12 and older, and Uber and Lyft have begun providing free rides to and from vaccination centers. In Spain, young people are celebrating the end of a six-month-long national state of emergency. However, the grim reality of COVID's devastating effects remain clearly visible at Madrid's specialized coronavirus hospital, where a total of 358 patients are being treated, 27 of whom are in a critical condition in the intensive care unit. Spain's health emergency chief and top coronavirus expert, Fernando Simon, said he was disappointed by the crowds that suddenly appeared after a state of emergency imposed to curb the pandemic ended at the weekend.
Siempre hay gente que desde luego no pertenece al grupo de los sensatos.
There are always people who do not belong to the sensible group. I am not angry, I am disappointed. I am disappointed, very disappointed. I am disappointed even with myself because I have not been able to transmit the message. And although I do not have all the weight of the opinion of the population, I have a pulpit here that gives me a visibility that I may have not used well.
The government in Belgium has announced it will further relax coronavirus lockdown restrictions in June, with hopes to fully reopen the nation from September. The country's curfew was abolished and bars and restaurants reopened their terraces last weekend. Speaking at a news conference in Brussels, Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says the relaxation of rules could be pushed through because the vaccine drive had been progressing well, heading toward 1 million jabs per week.
It is clear that the more people are vaccinated, the less worries we will have, and the faster we will get our freedoms back. Thanks to the progress of the vaccination process, we are carefully moving step by step towards a normal life.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.